because that's what I could afford by selling my two single family houses.
Right.
You know, I probably had like $250,000 in equity, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what I thought I could afford. But I learned that, hey, there's this little secret called partnering. You know, mm-hmm. you can find a partner and you can do a lot better. You can do a lot more. You can go big.
Hey, freedom fighters. Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the only place where military members, veterans, and their families learn how to build wealth through real estate investing. I'm your host, Mike Foster, and I'm here to show you how to stop wasting your benefits. Now get off your ass, step up to the firing line, and make ready for today's lesson. Shooter standby.
When I first started in real estate investing, I was completely terrified of making that one huge mistake. In fact, I walked on eggshells, overanalyzed everything, and pretty much paralyzed myself for months, simply out of fear. Are these numbers okay? Will it cash flow? What if a tenant destroys my property? What if someone sues me and takes all my stuff? I knew real estate was my path to financial independence, but I was saddled with a pretty bad case of the what-ifs. Turns out what I really needed was a mentor to guide me, someone to bounce ideas off of, double-check my numbers, help me build my local team, and provide me sound and sage advice when I felt stuck. Introducing ADPI's Operation Atom, the Action Takers Only Mastermind. For less than $15 a month, you'll get access to a private network of fellow action takers kicking ass in real estate, plus exclusive 24/7 coaching from both me and Mike Foster. You'll also receive programmed accountability through ADPI's 30-Day Hero Facebook Live Challenge, hours of bonus content, including Coffee with Kevin training seminars, weekly live Q&As broadcast direct to you, free webinar replay, and unlimited access to our new house hacking calculator. You better act fast, y'all, because if you purchase ADPI's flagship 37-lesson Military Real Estate Investing Academy today, you'll get 1 month of Operation Atom free. Still feeling stuck? Kick your fears to the curb and join the movement of action takers now. Check out the link in this episode's show notes or text DEAL to 33777 to get started. All right, y'all, that's enough chatter for now. Let's get fired up for today's episode.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast. If you guys are watching this live version on Facebook, of course, you're looking at the awesomeness between Kevin and I. We love having fun. We love keeping it light. And this is it. But we have an amazing guest on today's show. Oh, yeah. We're talking to Brian Briscoe, Marine Corps. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing great, guys. You know, happy to be on. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate having you. And thanks so much for taking time out of your busy Pentagon day, man.
I left my house. It was still 4 something, you know, and it's 7:15 right now. I've been home for 20 minutes. So,
got to do that quick Superman change, right?
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm wearing a green t-shirt underneath my shirt right now. But
counts right there.
So, yep.
That's it. Looking very professional, though. Hey, I love
company
it.
Policy, you know, color shirts.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You never have to figure out what you're going to wear going to work. I love that about this job.
You know, I used to love that about this job. I've been doing it for 19 years, you know.
And now you're over it. I want to put a suit on.
I got to put camis on again. You know,
right. One more year left.
One more year. 462 days.
But who's counting?
I don't know. I mean, not me. That's awesome, dude. Guys,
so. Oh, I love it. I love it, man. That's really good, though, you know, because it gives a lot of really good perspective, you know, for having, you know, done the military, you know, this long. And then now, of course, we're going to talk about how you transition into real estate and, mm-hmm. you know, what you're doing there. Crushing it, man. But I love that because it's a cool little balance to show people that you can do both.
Right.
It's hard, but you can do it.
Yeah, it's doable. You know, it's very doable. Mm-hmm. You know, it just means that, you know, I pull my phone out less and I play fewer games, you know. Yeah. And I think for a lot of people, hey, you know, just put Candy Crush down and go crush something else. You know, that's really the love key that. To it. I just made that up.
So I'm glad you're bringing this up.
That was quote of the day.
Oh, yeah. No. But well, that's going to go on the, that's going to go on the quote thing for the, for the episode. But I was listening to a podcast today or an audiobook or something. And they said on average, people are on their phones for 135 minutes a day.
It's like two hours.
That's like 2 hours of whatever, whether it's social media, whether it's whatever. Mike's like, disgusting.
He's like, only two hours? Man.
No, but you know, you multiply that, people, you know, by seven. Right. And then, you know, when you do that for the year, it's like 8 40-hour work weeks are spent on your phone. So if you cut that in half, not even in half, if you like cut 25% of that, you would have so much time to do real estate or whatever you wanted to do,
or
run a car wash, do whatever you want. You know,
you can still be on your phone, but I mean, if you're like typing out emails, you know,
doing something productive, doing something to build wealth, you know,
I mean, you're on the ADPI Facebook group, connecting with people.
It's connecting.
Yeah.
It counts.
Or any forum like that, you know, bigger pockets, you know, there's lots of different forums that you can be on, but just a small shift is really all you need.
100%, man. Or if you're on the ADPI team and you're listening to 2 hours worth of Voxer channels.
I avoid it. You know, okay.
Yeah. No, man, not looking at anyone. I'm looking at the live screen because I know I got the rest of the team watching.
Oh, you know, Markian's on there, just like,
hey, bro. Like, yeah, dude. But nah, man. I mean, but I love that though, right? You turn that 2 hours of time on the phone into something productive. I mean, even if you are communicating with the team, right? I mean, that's good because you're progressing as a team. You're growing. You're building something.
You know, and here's a little secret. You know, I built my multifamily business largely out of the Pentagon gym because there's Wi-Fi there. And it's like the only place in the building where you have consistent Wi-Fi.
That in the courtyard. You know?
And the courtyard's not even consistent. I mean, the courtyard, you know, if depending on what service carrier you have, you know, maybe you got it, maybe you don't. But, you know, I'd go down to the Pentagon gym. You know, sometimes I spend my lunch hour down there, you know, and sometimes, you know, if things were, you know, kind of quiet in the office, you know, I'd go down there and I'd work out. And I mean, literally, you'd see Brian Briscoe on an exercise bike pedaling, you know, not very fast, aka I wasn't really there to PT. But tapping out emails, you know, contacting brokers, contacting the property manager, talking to my, you know, and there's a nice little spot in the back, you know, on the other end of the racquetball courts. Mm-hmm. There's almost nobody there, you know, and so I'd go there and we'd do Zoom calls, you know, every Friday at noon.
Nice.
You know, I'd sneak down there. I'd do Zoom calls with my partners and we'd talk about, you know, hey, what are we going to do, you know, next week? What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with that? But, you know, I got a couple of friends that, you know, frequent the gym and they'd see me out there and they'd just, you know, stand behind the screen and just kind of, you know, make signs with their fingers. I'm not going to tell you which signs, but all
one
the good
in particular.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, but you're hustling just like that sign says right behind you, you know, and that's, I almost love it. And I almost, it like makes, it's like cringeworthy at the same time when people are like that number one excuse that Mike and I get in a lot of, you know, coaching calls and everything. Well, I just don't have the time. Yes, you do. You do have the time. It's just how you prioritize that time. Everyone has 24
hours a week.
Everyone has it. Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Yep.
Boom. Yeah. Yep. So
that's it, man. That's it. So Brian, tell us a little bit about yourself, man, a little bit about your military background and what got you into real estate in the first place.
Okay. So military background, you know, right now I'm a Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps, you know, obviously haven't always been a Lieutenant Colonel. You know, I started out, went to boot camp, you know, crazy thing. I had a master's degree when I went to boot camp. There's not many people who do that. Nice. I probably got, you know, hazed more, you know, for having the master's degree than anything else, you know? You know, if you're a Marine, you know about the pit, you know, the sand pits or whatever, but I spent a lot of time in there because, you know, drill instructors would walk in, where's that guy with the master's degree? Get in my quarterdeck, you know? And that was me, you know, doing side straddle hops and everything else because I had the master's degree. But, you know, long story short, you know, started out as a reservist. I got out of boot camp in August of 2001. And you know, I was married. I had a 2-year-old at the time. And my wife and I had talked about it and we said, okay, reserves is fine for now. There was, I mean, September 11th took the world by surprise, but, you know, we're thinking there's no wars brewing right now, you know, and we kind of game planned it and said, well, if it ever looks like you'll be called to active duty, that'll be your trigger to apply for OCS, you know, and little did I know, you know, my first real weekend was like the weekend before September 11th, you know, so, I mean, September 11th happened and it was just like, you know, moment of truth. It's like, well, this is what we said before. Do we really mean
it? Do we do it? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously the answer was yes, we did. So, you know, I went to OCS, you know, commissioned, God, it was, hit my anniversary just recently, but, so commissioned just over 18 years ago, you know, and ended up going to Okinawa. That was my first duty station. MOS was Air Support Control Officer. You know, if you can imagine what air traffic controller does, you know, take away the tower and take away the radar and put everything in a tent. And that's kind of what we do. You know, so 3 years in Okinawa and, you know, I started kind of thinking, okay, so what's next? You know, and that's really where I started really thinking about money and finances, you know, and I did not grow up with a good financial education. You know, my dad didn't invest. My dad's living on a pension right now that he got from a government job. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was, you know, his version of financial security. And so I started thinking, you know, I got to figure something out. And lo and behold, you know, rich dad, poor dad, you know, boom, you know, purple Bible or whatever. But, you know, and I was so uneducated financially that, you know, when I started reading about, you know, buy cash flowing assets, I'm like, there's a savings bond program that the military offers. I'm going to start buying savings bonds, you know, cause that's really all I could think of, you know? And then, oh yeah, there's this thrift savings plan, you know? So I started putting money in the thrift savings plan and, you know, every time I got a pay raise, I'd put more money into TSP or I'd put more money into the bond program, you know? And, you know, I don't know. Right now, you know, those are not very good vehicles, in my opinion, for wealth building.
With what's going on now. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was what was accessible to me. Right. And I started planning. I'm like, I'm in Okinawa. You know, I can't really buy real estate here. Kiyosaki says buy real estate. And so I basically decided to wait till I got back to the States, you know, moved to San Diego. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was 2006, you know, I started looking around and, you know, off of a captain's salary, you know, I can afford 900 square feet, you know, and I had two kids, you know, it's just like,
wow,
they're going to drive us crazy here, you know? Right. So fortunately we didn't buy, but I still wanted to purchase a house. So I started looking in my hometown, and after looking and making phone calls to friends to go look for stuff, you know, one summer my wife went home to hang out with her parents for a couple of weeks. I was calling her like every day after work and say, hey, can you go to this address and just drive by it? Can you go to this neighborhood? And, you know, I was looking on realtor.com and just giving her all the listings and, hey, go take a bunch of pictures and send
just it. Just driving for dollars, man. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and so we started doing that because, you know, real estate in Utah was still affordable. And finally, my father-in-law one day called me up. He's like, so you're looking for an investment property. He's like, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to refinance my house right now so I can build another house. And in 2 years, I'm going to sell this thing. So what if you bought it right now? I rent it from you for 2 years because that's about equivalent to what I'm going to be doing. You know, I get the cash that I want right now. And then I have the flexibility to leave whenever I want with 30 days notice, of course. You know, but
you're going to have him up over like 4 days.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I thought, wow, that's the perfect deal for me, you know? And I had saved up savings bonds, you know, and I cashed in, you know, $3,000 in savings bonds and I used a VA loan. And fortunately, right before I went to boot camp, I renewed my driver's license and I knew I was going to be moving out of my apartment. And I'm like, what address should I put down here? I used their address. And so when it came time to get the VA loan, I've got the address on my driver's license. It was listed as my home of record, you know, for the Marine Corps. And so when I'm talking with the bank, I'm like, address is already on my driver's license and it's my home of record. Can I do a VA loan? And they said, yes, you can. honestly, I don't know if it was legal or not. I just know the bank said, yes, you can, you know, so.
Hey, they're the one that's taking the risk.
Works.
Yeah. Yeah. So, end of the day, you know, house was hacked. I hacked the house, you know, got into, you know, never lived in it. And $3,000, I bought a $200,000 house.
There you go.
You know, so, and started renting it out day one.
Nice.
And this is a single family, right? This is a single family.
Single family. Home? It was about, you know, 2,400 square feet, quarter acre lot, nice neighborhood. Wow. It was an older house, you know. So built in 79, you know, so
man,
I can't call it an old house. I was built in 76. So
I mean, was built in 76. That's awesome.
So it was a middle age house, you know, mm-hmm. It wasn't very old, but, yeah,
going,
so
that was, going that through was a midlife a, crisis, maybe the house.
It is now, you know, new owners, you know, so, you know, a year later, the market crashed. And it was a month after we had closed, the market crashed, you know, and, you know, so I'm thinking, hey, real estate sale in San Diego right now, you know? And so my wife and I started talking and we're like, well, you know, the kids are starting to grow roots in their school, you know, so we want to be in the same school district. You know, we belong to a country club, you know, and so we're like, yeah, we want to be. So we had a very narrow neighborhood that we wanted. I mean, we wanted to stay in our neighborhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we just started looking at listings, you know, and every time something would pop up, we'd go look at it. You know, we got a realtor that we liked. And, you know, 3 months later, we put an offer in on a property. Of course, at this time, everything was either in foreclosure or pre-foreclosure that was on the market, you know. This was a short sale, pre-foreclosure, and the couple who owned it was in bankruptcy. But we were renting month to month, and we were patient. So we put an offer in and got it accepted. And we had to wait about 6 months to close, you know, but, you know, we were okay with that. You know, so we moved into our house number two, FHA loan. I paid a little more out of pocket on this one, and on this one, you know, thank goodness, once again, TSP actually helped me out quite a bit because you can take a loan from your TSP to purchase a house.
Very low interest loan.
It's like very really low interest. It's based off of the G fund interest, if I remember right. And at the time, it was 4%. You know, so I was actually getting, you know, paying 4% interest to myself. You know, so, I mean, not a big deal. It all went in back into my
back TSP. Back into the TSP, right.
Right. So house number two, I think I paid 20 grand in down payment, closing costs and everything else. And at one point I'd made the goal to buy one house every year. A year later, I spent most of the year in Iraq, you know, didn't quite work. The year after that, I'm in North Carolina, started looking at houses, starting calling banks and, you know, the two banks I called, you know, I wish I would have called more, but the two banks I called both said, you're overextended already. You have two houses, single income, two kids. Nope. Sorry. So I kind of put everything on hold right there. You know, I still like the idea of real estate. You know, I could see these houses appreciate over the years. You know, and I basically told myself, real estate is what I'm going to do when I get out of the Marine Corps. I didn't know what aspect. I mean, I went so far as, you know, buying, you know, textbooks on appraisals, you know, buying tech and taking, you know, real estate, like a realtor classes, you know, through the community college. I just, every chance I had, I would do something else, you know, where I was learning about real estate. And then finally I was on a deployment, you know, on a, you know, big Navy ship in the middle of, you know, some Gulf somewhere. I don't even remember where I was, but, I realized this was 2017. I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can retire in 4 years. And I realized how woefully underprepared I was. And so that's where I started thinking, okay, I've got to do something else. Mm-hmm. And obviously I gravitated towards real estate.
Right.
I think what got me into multifamily, I think it was a Bigger Pockets book on multifamily. And incidentally, I know you guys just interviewed the CEO. I actually listened to that episode on the way home from work today. And, you know, great job. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scott's great. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Good episode. I mean, oh, your episodes were good. Yeah.
appreciate it.
Yeah.
But and now you're on it. So, hey, yeah. It's even better.
I mean, Grant Cardone, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, Bigger Pocket CEO, Brian Briscoe, right?
Yeah.
There you go. There it is, right?
I don't think that's in the right order, but yeah. I think Brian's you know, on top, I mean, and then all those other, yeah.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, but you know, I try to be modest.
well, we do too, and to that point, because there has been like some back and forth on that, right? I mean, yeah. We really enjoy getting these professionals, you know, and mm-hmm. we think mm-hmm. that there's a lot of cool excitement and energy when we get, you know, these big time celebrities or names in the real estate world. But really, I mean, the most valuable people in our community mm-hmm. are the Brian Briscoes,
yeah,
are the Randall that. Broyles, right? Are yeah, these yeah. individuals the that members. Have served.
Well, the people who have served, the people who are in the group that we're like profiling yeah. and saying like, because right. it's so relatable to the 10,000 exactly. plus people in the group now that are like, hey, I'm just like Brian, or I'm just like Randall, or I'm just like, you know, it's yeah. The, yeah. I mean, because sometimes you get like, you see these superstars out there and you're like, oh, I can never do that. But,
so, right. so one of the catalysts for me, there's a guy named Daniel Woodford who is a retired Air Force guy, great guy,
smart you know. Man.
And right after I moved here to the Pentagon, you know, PCS to the Pentagon, I'm still in temporary quarters, you know, living by myself. My family is, you know, still across the country. I was running across one of the bridges across the Potomac, and I'm listening to a Michael Blunt podcast, and he's on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that podcast was so inspiring to me because he's talking about how while he worked at the Pentagon during his last 4 years of active duty, you know, he built a real estate business, you know, and I was just like,
let's go.
I'm just starting my tour at the Pentagon. You know, I'm like, that's exactly what I'm going to do. You know,
you
I'm
going
to do
yes.
that.
That's it.
And excellent. I stopped on the bridge, you know, and I pulled my phone out and I'm like, okay, you know, at the very end, you know, like people give their email addresses or contact information. I emailed him from the spot right after I finished, you know, listening to the podcast.
From the bridge. You're on the bridge and you're like, texting
bridge,
your email.
Yes, on the go. Bridge, you know, stopped, you know, people biking and running around me. I'm like, get out of my way. You know, and I write him an email. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm really inspired by your podcast, you know. Anyway, he emails me back in like an hour and he's like, hey, great, let's meet for lunch. I'm like, okay, you know,
that
so
one email changed the yeah, entire course of your life,
entire trajectory. You know, and
yeah, so hey. So met with him, met with his partner. You know, while I'm dropping names, Christine Jefferson, she's awesome. You know, and they were just very, very down to earth, very helpful, very inspiring, you know, and they're just like, yeah, you can do it. Encouraging. Mm-hmm. You can do it. You know, and Christine was a Michael Blunt coaching student. And so I started thinking, hey, coaching, you know, I knew that I didn't know enough about real estate. And I started thinking, hey, this coaching thing might be a good idea. So I signed up for the next Michael Blunt event, which was, I think November of 18 is when this was, October nice. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Went there and it was a mind opening event. You know, it was just one of those things where I see hundreds of people who are all trying to do the same thing as me. And, you know, most of them are just, you know, very happy to share what they're doing. With
right.
Me. Okay. I have a good question. Can you answer this question? Oh yeah, sure. You know? And, you know, I realized that a couple of things at that event is, number one, I wasn't thinking big enough. You know, I was mm-hmm. trying to buy a 6-unit apartment in Idaho, you know, because that's what I could afford by selling my 2 single-family houses.
Right.
You know, I probably had like $250,000 in equity, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what I thought I could afford. But I learned that, hey, there's this little secret called partnering. You know, mm-hmm. you can find a partner and you can do a lot better. You can do a lot more. You can go big.
Hey guys, Kevin here. and I wanted to take a quick break from the show to fill you in on what's happening behind the scenes at Active Duty Passive Income. Most of you already know that ADPI is not just a podcast. We're a community of real estate and passive income warriors taking action, building wealth, and giving back together. That's why I'm so proud to announce the creation of ADPI's Financial Services Division. With a full range of tailored lending options, our team of pros is ready to provide active duty service members, veterans, and military families just like you all the advice and resources you need to close on your first or next investment opportunity. Click the link in this episode's show notes or simply text DEAL to 33777 to get connected today. Now, let's get back to the show.
You know, so, I mean, that's what I ended up doing. You know, I realized that I didn't know enough to do what I wanted to do. And yeah, it was a little bit of a financial investment, but you know, it ended up being something that it's pretty much accelerated everything, you know? So,
I mean, anyway, well, yeah. just putting numbers on that says, so November of 2018, it's now April of 2020. So not even two full years, like a year and a half, you went from two single family homes to
88 units.
Guys, like he did 86 units in a year and a half because he decided to invest in himself. So my question to you is, would you take that investment back? Do you have any regrets about that, whatever that investment is?
Zero.
Regrets.
I wish I would have found it 10 years ago. I mean, I wish I would, first of all, I wasn't in the right mindset 10 years ago. I wish I was in the right mindset 10 years ago, you know, to be able to go reach in my back pocket, pay $25,000 for coaching, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, my first acquisition fee, I made that back, you know? So, you know, I'm back in the black.
So let's talk more numbers here because I want to keep painting this picture. This is great. I mean, 88 units is amazing, but there's so much more behind that too, right? How much capital have you raised so far to date for these deals?
About $3.5 million.
Mm-hmm. $3.5 million that you didn't have, right?
I didn't have it. No.
But other people had it.
Mm-hmm. You know? And you know, the $3.5 million, I've got three great partners. It wasn't all me.
100%.
Right. I will say it's so great to have partners, you know, because you know, you can play off of each other. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I don't have to be a salesman. I'm not a good salesman, you know. Maybe I am. But you know, somebody will call me. I'm like, hey, you know what? You sound pretty nice. I think I like you, but I want to make sure it's a good fit for everybody. And I'd pass it over to one of my partners. You know, so almost everybody that I brought into the fold, I've probably raised in more than $1 million from people that I brought in. But it wasn't me that sold them every time. You know, it was, hey, I want you to talk to Eric. Hey, I want you to talk to Brian. Hey, I want you to talk to
Tom. You're leveraging the team. Exactly. You
know? And the team would close the deal, you know? Right. So, I mean, the people that I brought in, probably over $1 million, you know, and as a team, you know, I think we're somewhere around $3.4 million raised, you know, and that's in
that's incredible. That in less than a year,
less than a year.
I mean, less than a year, you're able to, you know, close deals, right? Increase your unit count. You're able to raise multiple millions of dollars. You're able to find two amazing partners that you're three amazing partners that you're able to, you know, forge relationships with that you'll probably have for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right. Your whole life changed from that one small investment that you made.
Yeah, small investment. But then if you just backtrack that podcast that you listened to while you were running on the bridge that just flipped that switch. And that's why we, you know, Mike and I were always like, guys, you got to educate yourself. And however you get that education, you can do podcasts, you can do audiobooks, you can read books, whatever. There is something out there that is going to click 100%. In your head. And when that switch goes off, I mean, Brian can attest to it. I'm sure all three of us can attest to it. That switch has gone off for all of us. It is just... It's completely different. It's life-changing, life-altering.
You know, that wasn't the first podcast I'd ever listened to. I had probably listened to thousands of podcasts to get that moment, you know? And it wasn't the first house I looked at that I bought, you know, and for an investment property. It was probably somewhere around number 30 or number 40, you know, maybe more. I don't know. You know, and same thing with multifamily. I did a lot of looking. So, I mean, there's also, you got to put in a lot of effort as well. You know, so learning is important, 100%. But you also got to take that learning and
do something with
practice.
It.
Do something.
Yeah. You have take to action. Put yourself in the position of opportunity.
Yeah.
And this is a theme that comes up multiple times. I mean, guys, we say this a lot and we try and bring people that you can relate to for this exact purpose, right? If anyone's listening to this and they're working at the Pentagon, if you don't know Brian, if you don't know Kevin, you guys are wrong. All right. Reach out
join
to
us,
them.
Join yeah. us for Panda. We have yeah. Panda I mean, like every Wednesday. Kevin, and Brian's a Kung Pao chicken kind of a guy. I'm a Mongolian beef.
Yeah.
Panda.
Yeah. Yeah. I do get the Kung Pao chicken just about every time, you know? And every once in a while we have fights over the bill, but it's yeah. usually, hey, yeah, you exactly. paid last time. I'm paying this time. No, I'm paying this time. No, I'm so.
But we learn from each yeah. other. We sit there and we talk real estate. We learn from each other and it's fun.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, all you Pentagon guys, you know, should just drop us a line. And mm-hmm. when the Pentagon's back open for business, and the food court's back open, Subway is still open, by the way. Oh. But that's the only place. It's kind of yeah. sad. Yeah. Call us, eat lunch with us, you know, yeah. Yeah. We'll be glad to do it.
Just reach out, man.
Kevin will even pay. I mean,
hey man, I got 8 units. I don't got 88. So
rock paper rank.
Rock paper rank.
Rock yeah. paper rank. That's it. But no, that's awesome, man. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your transition now, because I really love, you know, your story, Brian. You go from the single family world to the multifamily. Talk to us a little bit about the granular thought process behind the switch, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you got the coaching, you got invested in a mentor that can help you out, but what internally was going on there? Like, why did you choose to just go straight for?
You know, I wish it was something that I was able to decide quickly. It took me a long time, you know? Mm-hmm. So you might've
considered it for a while before.
Oh yeah. Okay. I mean, okay. So, you know, 7 month deployment. Okay. Started in 2016, ended in 2017. Every time we had a port call, every time I got off a ship where I had Wi-Fi, I would download like 10 real estate books, you know, as many as I could get, you know, anything that was like free or Kindle Unlimited or under $5. Right. I would automatically buy. And then, you know, anything like 10, 15, 20 bucks, you know, I'd buy a couple of those every time, but, you know, be a little more selective.
Right.
But I probably read 100 real estate books, you know, everything from, you know, foreclosures, from, you know, the subject to the lease options, you know, the land swaps, you know, I read about every single thing. And, you know, it was just one of these little, I think it was the Bigger Pockets, you know, there's like a small Bigger Pocket book on multifamily. I think that's the one that first piqued my interest, you know. And next time I went to, next port call we had, and the next time I had Wi-Fi, this time I was very selective and I targeted multifamily books, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of narrowed it down to two areas, multifamily and lease option. And so I probably bought 5 or 6 multifamily books, 5 or 6 lease option books, and just kept on reading through both of them. Both sets. And at some point, you know, we're military, you know, Mike, you're veteran, but, you know, you know exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to PCS and you don't know where, you know, mm-hmm. I knew I was going to PCS soon. I'm like, all right, when I find out where I'm going, I'll pick one strategy, you know, because the lease option strategy might work better in Cherry Point, North Carolina. Anywhere else, the multifamily thing is going to work better, you know? And so, as soon as I got orders to the Pentagon, I was like, okay, multifamily,
here
game
we go.
On.
That's
you know,
it.
Here
Let's
we go.
Go.
Yep. You know? But you know, it took me over a year just to get to the point to where I was comfortable committing, you know? And, you know, incidentally, I got into, you know, an online education program. I mean, similar to you guys' Multifamily Academy, mm-hmm. you know, the summer that I moved, you know, that was before, you know, the moment on the bridge and everything else, you know, and I started, you know, downloaded those to my phone and my iPad, and every day on the Metro, I was doing that. So mm-hmm. it was a long process. It wasn't just I'm going to do multifamily. It was learning and learning and learning and thinking about it and planning, you know, and that all preceded the light bulb moment, You know, that all preceded the conference where I went, and my mind went from, you know, tunnel vision to, oh my goodness, I can see. Right. it took me a long time to make that shift, but you know, I'm glad I put in the effort.
Yeah. And I think a lot of our listeners here can resonate with, there's just so many different ways to make money and build wealth in real estate that sometimes it can feel overwhelming, and to be able to apply that focus, you know, because when you apply focus to something, all your energy goes into that something. So for you, Brian, you know, you were like, I have multifamily and I have lease options. And then, you know, you made the decision, all right, it's multifamily. And then a year and a half later, boom, here you are, you know, but like that's all about focus. Because if you were still picking up and you're like, short-term rentals or, you know, wholesaling or all these other things and multifamily and maybe, you know, note investing, you would probably still be running around circles. You wouldn't, you have to focus.
I'd probably still reading podcasts. I mean, you know, and there's a couple of podcasts that I was entertained by, but I just stopped listening to because they weren't multifamily podcasts, you know. Bigger Pockets, great podcast, but not every episode was multifamily. So, you know, I ended up focusing on the Michael Blancs, the Rod Cleaves, the Joel Fairlesses, you know, and those ended up being, you know, my gym time, you know. I rode a motorcycle. You know, it's in my garage right now because it's still cold outside. But
I gotta go riding, man. What you doing?
Let's go riding.
I went riding last weekend.
Yeah, I got a. You know, it's. You know, I probably got to get a new battery in my carburetor's clean before it'll start again. But that'll be this
Kevin
week's project.
Do it. Yeah, Kevin will do it. He got it. He got you.
Yeah,
no,
you
he won't.
But you know,
I know the guy. He won't do it.
I get on my bike, put my headphones in, you know, get my phone, and I queue up a podcast. You know, like, hey, it's a 25 minute ride home, 25 minute podcast, boom. And I'd go, you know, so, it was just constant drinking from the fountain of knowledge. I made that one up too. I don't think it's a real thing.
Yeah, I think it is. It's right next to the fountain of youth, and it's awesome. No, but like, guys, like Brian is a testament. And if you're thinking about getting into one specific thing or you feel overwhelmed, and just do something that interests you, do something that, you know, is practical, but, that you're curious about learning more, and that curiosity is going to build, and it's going to, you know, develop into a desire to achieve, and you will achieve, but you got to focus. You can't do 1,000 things at once. Focus on one thing and get really, really good at it, and then do it. That's it. That's the formula.
I'll be honest. I mean, there's a lot of people who've, you know, it doesn't matter what your game is, but there's a lot of people who use that recipe. I mean, that's kind of what Warren Buffett does. And, you know, he did okay, you know?
Yeah, he did okay.
He's doing all right. I mean, that's any uber successful person. I mean, our president right now, he was uber successful in real estate. And he focused, you know, 100% on real estate for so long. You can probably say the same thing about Bill Gates. You know, he focused, you know, 100% on Microsoft for so long that, you know, that's what it took. But yeah, focus is key.
Focus is key. Focus is absolutely key. Yeah. Awesome, man. So so much amazing knowledge and wisdom, Brian. We're kind of running close to the end here.
Oh, darn.
I know, right? It's been great. But we're gonna talk more wisdom, right? More knowledge. I mean, we're going to bonus round. Okay. And of course, you know, our last question, right? Get that chance to drop those final nuggets of wisdom. But first, what is your favorite book?
All right. So since you just said favorite book, I'll give you my favorite book. I'm going to give you two. But my favorite book is The Book of Mormon. All right. Out of every book I've ever read, I've probably read that 25, 30 times cover to cover.
Okay.
But since this is a, you know, real estate podcast,
hey, it doesn't matter.
It's personal, it doesn't matter.
This is how our guests get to know a little bit about you.
That is definitely my favorite book, but you know, business wise, I'd probably say Seven Habits or The Miracle Morning.
Okay.
One of those two.
Okay.
Two awesome, great books. Okay. And we'll put show notes to those books in our podcast as well.
Yeah.
Kevin, you want to get questions?
Yeah. Okay. So number two, Brian, who is your biggest hero and why?
Geez. After answer one, I wonder if you guys can guess who that's going to be. So my biggest hero is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I think there's no who has to explain why on that one? You know,
you don't have to. You don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom. Absolutely. You know, because gotcha, he is who he is and he did what he did. So right. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Question number three. Mm-hmm. What do you like to do for fun?
I like water sports. You know, I mean, and when I say water sports, like kayaking, paddle boarding, I haven't done it in a long, long time, but I really want to. Again, you know, I have a paddle board in my garage.
Do a little surfing out in San Diego?
I never got into surfing, paddle boarding, you know, you get out just out on the other side of the surf zone and
you're so comfortable. Oh, man, it's so nice. Quick little funny story about paddle boarding, because I love it too. I was so skeptical about it. I'm like, who is going to stand on top of this board? How's it gonna float, right? And take this big stick and just like push yourself. I thought it would be so boring, man. I tried it first time. I fell in love. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. This is amazing. This is amazing.
So the Marine Corps, you know, I've had some really good duty stations. I lived in Rio de Janeiro for a year.
Oh, wow.
And I had a lot of time off. And that's where I learned how to paddleboard. You know, it was Copacabana Beach. You know, I learned to paddleboard there. And that's where I bought the paddleboard that I have. And it was just, you know, every time I'd do anything, it'd be paddleboard. You know, when I traveled, if there was a water body around, I'd rent a paddleboard and go paddleboarding. You know, mountain really lakes, cool. If they didn't have paddleboards, I'd get into kayak. But, you know, it's something I really enjoy. It's just peaceful. I've always loved the water.
There you go. Yeah.
That's good. Well, hey, I'm in Hawaii. So if you ever want to come on out,
you guys do a little paddleboard out
in Waikiki, we'll go baby.
Paddleboarding.
Right. Paddleboard right to Panda. All right. Get after it.
With some Mai Tais, man.
Oh,
got some Mai Tais.
All right. So final question, Brian. If you had three nuggets that you could drop on someone who's just getting started in real estate, maybe that person who has 1,000 things going on and they don't know, you know, what they want to do, what would those three nuggets be?
I'd say learn, do, give back.
Excellent.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you have to learn obviously first before you do anything, or you may just be an epic failure. And everything you learn, you have to put into practice, you know, and that's kind of the keys. And I think, you know, anybody who's got the means, or anybody who's, even if it's not financial means, you know, giving back is, you know, adding value to other people, you know, whether you're compensated or not, is probably the best thing you can do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, boom, three nuggets.
Love it. That's awesome. Yeah.
Three nuggets, super simple. Outstanding. Yep. Brian, this was great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Long overdue, Brian. I've been trying to get you on the podcast forever.
Yeah, I know. And it just, you know, but yeah, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You know, this was a lot of fun. Funnest podcast I've ever recorded. So,
hey,
great. There you go. We're glad to have that.
And we're going to have, we got to have you back on again, man, later on. So how can our folks get in touch with you or your team and find out more about what you guys are doing and crushing it in real estate?
Yeah. Hey, website is www.fouroakscapital, all spelled out, F-O-U-R Oaks Capital, you know, like the tree. And my email address, BrianBriscoe@fouroakscapital. You know, I'm sure you guys will put it in the show notes below. Yep. You know, so, hey, reach out, you know, be glad to talk.
Yeah.
Love it.
And if you're in the Pentagon, guys, reach out to both of us for real. You know me, you know, Brian's email address. Mm-hmm. Reach out. We'll get lunch. It's fun. We love it.
Yep.
That's it, guys. Absolutely. That's it. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast or checking this out on the Facebook group, make sure you go and subscribe and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Outstanding. That was an awesome episode. Thanks so much to our special guest, and thanks to you for listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, make sure you go and do that. Or schedule a call with us by texting ADPI to 444-999 or checking out our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com to find out how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today. I'll see you guys next week.